HQN Books and Harper Audio present Pets of Park Avenue by Stephanie London. Performed by Jennifer Jill Araya. To Justin, my always and forever. 1. Scout Myers could think of several good reasons to be on all fours with her ass in the air, but pandering to the world's most disagreeable cat was not one of them. Isaac Mutton, and yes, that was his real name, was a Scottish fold with the sweetest face you'd ever see. Unfortunately, despite the adorable, camera-ready mug, the cat had the same disposition as those grumpy old Muppets who liked to sit on a balcony and heckle people for sport. And Scout loved animals. One of the best things about her job at Paws in the City, New York's premier pet social media and talent agency, was getting to be around furry critters all day long. Isaac Mutton, however, was officially on her shit list. "I can see something shiny back there," his owner pointed. "We can't carry on without his favorite toy. He won't sit still." Scout gritted her teeth and wedged her hand between the wall and a white IKEA bookcase. Cringing, she prayed none of New York's finest creepy crawlies were hiding back there, and wriggled her fingers. "Come on," she muttered. "Where are you?" Eventually, her fingertips brushed something hard and plastic. That had to be it. How the cat had managed to bat his toy so hard it lodged itself into such a small space was incomprehensible. Almost as incomprehensible as this client's expectations. Seriously, how were they supposed to turn her precious kitty into a star if it wouldn't even sit still for a headshot? "Got it!" Her hand, and the toy, popped mercifully free. "Great. Now can we get on with it?" The client looked at Scout like this was all her fault. "I have an appointment to get to." Paws in the City wasn't only Scout's workplace. It was the brainchild of her best friend, and the lifeline Scout had needed when her life couldn't sink any lower. She came into work every day striving to do the best job possible, both for herself and her boss. That meant pasting on a can-do smile, even when she wanted to launch a cat toy at someone's head. "Why don't you get him to play with it?" Scout said, handing over the hard plastic ring, which was clear and suspended with glitter. "He might be more receptive if it comes from you." The woman crouched in front of the cat and attempted to engage him with the toy. But he immediately batted it across the room, where it slammed into the wall and bounced onto the floor. The photographer, who had shown a level of patience that should make her a shoo-in for sainthood, raised an eyebrow. This was going nowhere. Isaac Mutton sat on a velvet pouf with an artfully arranged bookshelf behind him that Scout and the photographer had prepared for his portrait, staring down everyone in the room like an angry king. It was time to try something new. Scout retrieved a feather toy from their stash in the office. She needed to get these photos done now. Isla was due back in less than 5 minutes, and they hadn't gotten a single decent shot of the cat. Let's be real. What client would want to work with such a demanding, fussy model anyway? Still, Scout didn't want it to look like she didn't have things under control. "He doesn't like those." The cat's owner shook her head and pointed at the feather toy. "It won't work." "Well, we've tried all the toys you brought with you, so maybe a Hail Mary is exactly what we need," Scout replied tightly, her smile turning brittle. Lord give her strength to deal with this woman. The cat was a pain, sure, but animals were animals. They couldn't be blamed for their behavior. Their human counterparts, on the other hand. Click. Isaac Mutton had gone still, his eyes on the new toy. And the photographer seized the moment to start snapping.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?